Good Wednesday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Good morning. Guess what it is? It's Uplifting Wednesdays here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. It's a very windy day here at the tower. I'll tell you what, our wind gusts are strong. They're going to be strong today and tomorrow. It's almost like I can just feel the movement, you know. Well, you actually can when you're up top of the tower. But anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. We are going to prepare some great Christian uplifting music for you guys because it's midweek. We're going to get through this home stretch and work our way toward the weekend. And you know what? I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, hey gang, you can email me up here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And you can also follow me on all major networks, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on Amazon Music. Or you can say, hey, Alexa, will you search up all the episodes on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast? Guys, I'm on everything. Tune in radio. Just search me up, you know, and you'll find me, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. All right, well, let's go ahead and kick up some uplifting music as I get ready for another cup of coffee. I, you, me, we are a child of love. We the kingdom. Good morning on a Wednesday.
is firing. It feels just like getting started. Somehow we're still running like those kids back then. Kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running. Yeah, we'll keep running. In the snowman, it's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way.
I sure love that song. That is Mercy Me, On Our Way with Sam Wesley. Good morning, everybody, on a Wednesday. This is CA, your on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network in beautiful downtown Fort Worth here at the Tower, up top the Tower. Face Studio One. Again, it's a windy day today for us out here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. It's going to be windy for us the next couple of days. Our temps have been in the 80s, supposed to be in the low 80s. Woo, not my kind of weather with the wind. I hate it when the south wind comes because it kicks up and kicks all this dust and all this. So if you washed your car, North Central Texas, you may want to wait a couple of days until that south wind ends where you can rewash it again. Or if you did, you better hang on to your ticket. All right. Well, again, I want to ask you guys, if you do have any questions or even prayer requests, don't be shy. Please feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I want to play two B.J. Thomases back-to-back. Most of you guys that know me, I've been on the air for about 4 years almost now. I was very good friends with Mr. B.J. Thomas. We had lost him last year to lung cancer. I still keep in touch with Gloria quite a bit. And in honor of B.J., on Uplifting Wednesdays, even though it's been a little over a year, I want to play two B.J. Thomases. I know it's out of the norm on Uplifting Wednesdays, but we're going to go ahead and do it anyway because I love B.J. And here we go. Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love?
We've hardly seen
Oh, I know it was out of the norm, guys, but I felt like playing it. You know, he had passed away a little over a year ago, And he was a very dear friend of mine. And Mr. BJ Thomas, I wanted to share something. He would want me to share this with you all. BJ, you know, he went through some pretty rowdy times. And praise God, Gloria went to a church. She actually went to a Methodist church with a couple of band members. And she got so much into the Word of God that she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. So what she did was she said when BJ got back in, she was promising herself and God that she was going to get BJ to church, come heck or high water. So she did. And BJ did not know Jesus Christ at that time, because BJ shared this whole story with me. We spent many a times, at least I did, over at his house, along with the sweet Chihuahua dogs. He had six of them, cute as a button. And so BJ never wanted to be referred as Mr. Thomas. He always wanted to be referred as just, he said, just call me Billy Joe or BJ. He said, you know, BJ is what he likes to be preferred. And the way I knew him is I did notary work back in the day. That's how God kind of plants old seeds. So, but anyway, after talking to him, what happened then was Gloria did get him to go to church. And she drug him, not really drug him to church, but had him go to church. God bless you, Gloria. I know she listens to the Morning Brew Christian podcast, and we love you. So when she got him to church, he was touched by a message that a pastor had preached on. It turned his whole life around, friends. He made a gospel album. And if you go back many, many podcasts ago, you'll find it on there. One day we may play it again. We may revisit that. It was just when I used to do Spotlight Mondays or somewhere. I think it's Spotlight Wednesdays, something like that. Anyway, so he did accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior. His whole life changed forever. Get off the alcohol. And he changed. And he told me how he witnessed to Porter Wagner at a nursing home back when Porter was in his last days, just to reassure and let him know that Jesus is alive, and he always is, and to keep him in his heart. And Porter says, no, you're right, BJ. I just want to make sure that I get to heaven. So God bless him. God bless both of them. We'll see him up there someday. All right, now I'm going to play an Andrew Rip song on Uplifting Wednesdays, Fill My Cup, by a special request. It's really a great song. Listen to it and enjoy it. We need our cups filled from time to time, don't we? All the time, really.
was missing was you. My hope was running out until you came around and showed me there was nothing to prove. Some would say it's unexplainable, but I know, yeah, I know what you can do.
That is a new one by Taryn Wells called Fake It. I know it had a little bit of an upbeat. You know, we're like, oh man, see, yeah, you know, I've never heard that song before. Well, that actually just came out. That's a new single by Taryn Wells and Alan Fersk, and it is called Fake It. So it's got a little bit of an upbeat, kind of gets you motivated on a Wednesday. And good morning, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network here on a Wednesday, windy Wednesday, here at the tower, up top the tower. We're up high here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio. And you know what? As Easter gets upon us, you know, Palm Sunday is on Sunday, right? And then the next following Sunday is Easter. But you know what? I love this song by Michael W. Smith. It's a live version. You Are Holy, Prince of Peace on his album. Get up, get rejoiced, get revitalized, and know that Jesus is all the way. Clap your hands.
I will follow. I will follow. I will lay. Shelter in the storm.
Amen. And God, you have been so good. So good to me. Phil Driscoll on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Good morning, everybody. Uplifting Wednesdays with CA as we get ready to close our show out. I want to remind you again, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Two more songs. One of my favorites, as you all know, to the man who never sleeps. We love him, though. Jason Crabb, Just As I Am.
So overflowing. Oh, well.
Psalms 23, People and Songs. And good morning, everybody. This is CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. We're getting ready to close out Uplifting Wednesdays. Gang, feel free to share this podcast anytime with anyone 24/7. Okay, well, let's close out on Wednesday as we hopefully got you uplifted. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do, Father God. I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. Let us have a great Wednesday, God. You know our needs, and we just give it all and lift it all up to you. For we ask all of this in your precious name, and all God's people said, amen. All right, friends, this is CA. I'm going to saddle up, and I'm going to leave the tower here in downtown Fort Worth. Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. Keep a smiling, keep your sun shining, and remember, the sun does rise on the other side. The S-O-N is always rising on the other side. It's the sun. And always keep smiling, okay? And we will talk again soon. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.